I'm going to get Dennis Rodkin on now from Crane Chicago Business. Dennis, would you have guessed that as the highest price increase at the grocery store in the past month?
No, I thought it was meat. I assumed it was meat, which I don't eat, but I know that the price has been going up really fast.
It has. It sure has. Double digits in some areas for year over year. We're here to talk about home prices, which also have had a big spike in the past couple of years. It's good to talk with you again, Dennis.
Thanks, John. It's nice to be here.
Any changes in the immediate future that we've seen, or in the recent present, with the spike in interest rates, has this market, at least from your reporting in Chicago, cooled down at all?
Everybody expects it to. All the major indicators, properties going under contract, properties listing, we're not seeing it slow down yet, although agents are saying there's less foot traffic, maybe a little bit less demand. Interest rates have been going up fast, beginning in early March. They may go up far more in the course of the year. The Federal Reserve raised its rate by a half a percentage point and says it will do it two more times this year. Mortgage rates tend to follow along that same path. So what a lot of people are saying is one of the reasons we may not have seen a slowdown is that everybody who hadn't yet been shaken into the housing market by a lot of the other pandemic factors may be out there looking now.
Right.
And when we see those next rate increases, then we'll really start to see it.
I also wonder if it's a matter that the supply is so low that, yeah, okay, there might be less walking through, but there's just not that many houses, so they're still going.
Yeah, inventory is so tight. It's been loosening up in the last month, but it's remarkable how little there is on the market. But one of the things to keep in mind is what we see on the market isn't everything that's for sale. I'm sure you know, John, there are an awful lot of homes being sold before they come on the open market, either through private agent networks or other means. And one of the problems there is we just don't really know how many of those there are.
Right. Do we ever know? How does that work?
You know, most of them show up in real estate listings. If I sell my house privately to you, you know that I'm looking to move and you come and say, hey, I want that. That's not likely to show up in real estate listings. But if my real estate agent is shopping it around on those networks, it ends up in the real estate data generally because they want to put it in there so that it's available for the comps that later agents are doing.
Makes sense.
So a lot of them show up, but we don't know how many don't show up.
Right.
We don't know what we don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Dennis, I'm going to put you on hold really quickly. We're going to talk about down payments and more coming up. But first, let's get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. John Hanson here on Your Money Matters. 630 wanted to know, eggs because of the bird flu as the most expensive grocery item in the past month? Well, I did a little dive, and they say that yes, that the state with the most endangered layer chickens, about 12 million, is Iowa, which does produce the most eggs in the country. But from 19 states, they're seeing some big problems. And this is on top of the inflation already that eggs saw because of how much it costs to feed the chickens, the feed that had already gone up. So thanks to the texter for sending me on that deep dive. Dennis Rockin, let's get back to real estate. Dennis from Crane Chicago. You know, one of the big changes, obviously, we talked about supply, demand, is an increase in how much people are putting down for their homes. And I want to know, Dennis, is it because they can or that they need to get the house, or a little of both?
Yes, to both, yeah. So there was data that came out last week that showed that in the Chicago area, home buyers increased their down payments by 1.1 percentage points. A year ago, early 2021, the average down payment, the median down payment, I'm sorry, was 11.8% of the home purchase price. A year later, it was 12.9%. So our equity stake went up by 1.1 percentage points. And so once again, that's the share you put down regardless of the price you pay. So prices were rising, and yet we were putting down bigger down payments. And yeah, the answer is both of those. One, I can afford to because I've got stock wealth. I got a bonus because I was on the job throughout the pandemic, et cetera. I saved a lot of cash because we weren't traveling, so I put more down on the house, but the dollar figure also went up because prices went up. People were paying about $10,000 more. The median down payment was $10,000 more in early 2022 than it was in early 2021. And the reason for that is again, prices went up, two of them, prices and the stake I took out. And even though that's an increase only from $19,000 to $29,000, that's the median figure. So that, of course, is the middle part of a list from the smallest down payment to the biggest down payment. So there are people buying multi-million dollar houses. If they're using a mortgage, they're taking out a putting down a much bigger down payment. And I bought a $50,000 condo to rehab in a difficult neighborhood. I put down a very small down payment. Mm-hmm. $19,000 or $29,000. That needle moved quite a bit if it moved $10,000 in the course of the year. So we're talking about people putting down quite a bit more for down payments when they can.
Is this Chicago or is this nationwide?
This is Chicago area. Our increase was smaller than the increase nationwide. And one of the reasons for that may be, our increase went up 1.1 percentage points from 11.8 to 12.9% of the purchase price. And one of the reasons the analysts from Realtor.com told me that it's possible that the reason ours went up by less is that our home values have been going up fast, but nowhere near as fast as they're going up in Phoenix and Seattle and Austin. So if your home value is rising very quickly in a place like that, you're taking out a whole lot more equity, or you have a whole lot more equity available to take out and put into the down payment for the next property. We don't have quite as much. Once, you know, we've been going up in the double digits. Our home prices have been going up 10, 11, 12% year over year, each month, compared to the corresponding month a year before. But in Phoenix, they're going up over 30%.
Yeah, I know.
Prices are rising at three times the rate what they are here.
I didn't send you this article, and now I can't even remember the subject to it or who wrote it. So this is going to be a great question, Dennis, as you can tell. But just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about overvalue versus undervalue. And you remember we were talking about this.
Right.
And we were trying to guess which city is ranked as the most overvalued, and it was like Boise, Idaho. And Chicago in the area was one of the few areas they still considered undervalued. And I know a lot of homeowners are thinking, especially people that bought recently, are you kidding me? But at least according to this publication, we're still not there yet.
I agree. I think it's very interesting. If you're just looking at the Chicago market, especially if you're a first-time home buyer trying to budget, we think we're going to buy in about 6 months. Here's how much we think we're going to need. It seems as if our prices are running away from you. But really the thing to do is look at other cities where if they're running away here, they are flying away in other places. Imagine being that first-time home buyer in Phoenix, where home prices each month, home prices are up about 33% from the same month a year before, or up more than 30% from the same month a year before. In the course of a year, your affordability really sort of evaporates.
So
we continue to be, because our market was lagging behind, we were barely recovering before the pandemic started. Our home values still were generally not recovered from the last housing bust.
Yeah.
We've made up a whole lot of ground during this incredible boom we've been in now for about 2 years, but we still are well behind most other cities. So yeah, we're still a bargain housing-wise, even though it doesn't feel like that if you're out there in the market
right. Watching
those prices go up. Just imagine you were watching the prices go up in some of those faster-moving cities.
I'm not going to ask you to look into a crystal ball. Is the favorite start to any question of anyone who is about to ask you to do that exact thing? No, but Dennis, I think that a lot of people, I can read articles and be like, this is about to bust, and we're about to see prices drop. And then some people say, you're waiting around for prices to drop. That's not a good game to play. I know we can't to prognosticate, and I imagine you can't either, Dennis. You look at this, and who knows what's next?
Well, most of the analysts I've talked to have said that it's very unlikely, not impossible, that prices would drop in the Chicago area. In the places that are expanding really fast, like Phoenix, they could drop. The idea is that most of these mortgages people are taking out are supported by income and by comps. That wasn't necessarily true in 2006, 2007. And that again, we haven't gotten so far out over our skis that when people, if there's a collapse, people would say, okay, I give up and walk away and mail in the keys. So that it appears that what would happen is, home prices would just grow a lot less quickly, or even not grow, just stay flat. But most of the analysts I talk to say that in the Chicago area, we don't have to worry about prices dropping.
That's good to know.
If you lived in Phoenix, you might. If you lived in Austin, Seattle, San Diego, you might. But here, it looks as if what we would do is just sort of, you know, when you're flying along at 90 miles an hour and you slow down to 55 miles an hour, it feels like you've nearly stopped.
Right, exactly. Hey, Dennis, I wish we could chat more. We got to catch up again soon. Okay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.